Welcome to our online devotional. A very busy place as the Y is here for the summer. And anyway, this Sunday we begin our summer church, which will mean one service at 10 a.m. And also we will have a Wednesday worship service. Same sermon as Sunday, but if you miss Sunday, you can come Wednesday at 7 o'clock in the chapel. And we're going to do that in our air-conditioned chapel for the summer. So I hope you can avail yourself of those. Thursday nights also in the chapel at 7 o'clock is a study of the book of Jude. And we're just in our second week, so I would invite you to come. Now we continue a little bit about a healthy church based on some of Mark Deaver's thoughts. And again, if you have questions from the Bible and you would like me to do a devotional on those, all you have to do is email me. And I haven't received any yet, but if you send me an email at pastorjohn@fpccwakefield.org, I will respond to that. So what is a church? Again, it's not a place. The church is people. Obviously, we have a building. We have a place where we gather to worship. But the church is people. As Mark Deaver writes, Jesus didn't die for a place. He died for a people. And, of course, Ephesians 5:25 says that. Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. He didn't give himself up for a building. He gave himself up for a place, for people. The church, then, is not a social club. It's a saving place. The church is a place for spiritual growth. It's a place for discipleship. It's a place for us to share our burdens. Ephesians 6:2 says that we bear one another's burdens. It's a place to learn about God. It's a place to learn about Jesus Christ. It should be a caring place, a place where we can be encouraged, a place where we serve one another. The church is a family place, raising Christian families. Deuteronomy 6 says, you know, train up a child, you know, and teach them to have the law in their hearts and minds and so on. The church is a place for the Lord's table or communion. It's a place for baptism, the two major ordinances of the church. Hebrews 10 says, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, but again, exhorting one another to meet together, especially as we see the final days approaching. And boy, are we living in those days. It's also a place for unity. Ephesians 4:3, Paul says, we must be eager to maintain unity in the church. Again, a place for spiritual growth. Ephesians 4:15, we are to grow up into Christ. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 5 and 6, the writer of Hebrews laments that the people can't even handle the milk of the word, let alone the meat or the deeper doctrines of Scripture. And he noted that in the church of Corinth as well. He said, by now, you should be mature, but you can't even handle the milk of the word, 1 Corinthians chapter 3. The church is also a place where we are to learn how to walk the Christian life. Ephesians 4:1, walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you were called. Jesus didn't just save us so we could stay the same, have the same struggles with sin and the same problems. He died so that we could have forgiveness for all our sins, that we might have eternal life and escape the second death, which is eternity in hell. Instead, we have salvation and forgiveness and eternity in heaven. But he also died so that we would walk worthy of the salvation that he's given to us, walk worthy of our calling, that we become more like Christ. A Christian is a little Christ. It means Christ-like. And so all of these things, in summary, are what a church is. Number one, it's people. It's redeemed people. People have come to faith in Jesus Christ. If a church isn't leading people to Christ or preaching the gospel, it's really not a church. It's a social club, or it's a philosophy, even a cult, but it's not a church. If it doesn't preach that Jesus Christ died for us and rose from the dead, and that salvation is through him and him alone, and that we need to follow the word of God, the moral laws of God, and live to please God and walk in a worthy manner, if it's not teaching those things, and that the Bible's the word of God and so on, it really isn't a church. The church is people saved and redeemed by Christ. It's a saving place, a place where we learn about Christ and God, and we grow as Christian families in the spiritual maturity. I hope that encourages you. I look forward to seeing all of you Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, and if not Sunday, remember to come Wednesday, and certainly check out the Jude Bible study Thursdays at 7 in the chapel. God bless you, and have an amazing day. Bye now.